AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. As a small Northern Illinois community mourns a popular veteran police officer who was fatally shot while on duty, authorities have been scouring the area overnight in search of three men wanted in his slaying. Lake County Sheriff's Detective Chris Covelli on what happened to Fox Lake officer Joseph Glinowitz.
He described the subjects as two male whites and one male black. A short time thereafter, he radioed into communications that he was in a foot pursuit when communication was lost with the officer. His backup officer arrived on the scene and located him injured with a gunshot wound.
Seven area schools have canceled classes today while the search goes on. In California, the FBI and local agents raided Palm Springs City Hall and went to the mayor's home Tuesday as part of a corruption probe, which was upsetting to former mayor Ron Odin.
This is just so disappointing and unfair to the citizens of our city.
He spoke to KESQ. The current mayor says he's happy to cooperate with the inquiry. President Obama's historic visit to the Alaska Arctic today will shed a spotlight on the plight of Alaska natives and others who live in more than 200 far-flung villages.
He's already stood grim-faced at the foot of a vanishing glacier.
This is as good of a signpost of what we're dealing with when it comes to climate change as just about anything.
Today, the president's visiting Dillingham on Bristol Bay and Kotzebue on a bay off the Chukchi Sea. Both are ports of a few thousand mostly native Alaskans struggling with the impact of melting ice and permafrost and coastal erosion on traditional hunting and fishing. In Kotzebue, he'll become the first sitting president ever in the Alaskan Arctic, but also land in the midst of the controversy over offshore drilling the administration just approved. Mark Smith, Washington.
Delays for Eurostar trains amid reports of migrants on the tracks in a French port. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is just one Senate vote shy of being able to declare success on the Iran nuclear deal and cement a foreign policy legacy. Senate support now stands at 33 votes thanks to announcements from Democrats Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Chris Coons of Delaware. The author of a new James Bond novel is in the spotlight for something he said about the black actor rumored to possibly be the next on-screen 007.
In an interview in a London newspaper, Anthony Horowitz said he felt British actor Idris Elba was too street to play the spy in the movies. Elba would be the first black to be Bond, and the dismissal of him as street suggested a racial undertone to his criticism. Horowitz says in a Twitter post he is better at writing novels than he is casting movies.
The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel. She was the oldest survivor of the Great San Francisco earthquake of 1906. Ruth Newman was five when the quake struck. She's died at her California home at the age of 113. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.